the way to approach this subject is not to look what love is, all right, but to look what love isn't.
That's correct.
Okay, because that's the part that's hurting you. If you can get rid of the issues of what love isn't, then you're left with love, but it's not a feeling.
Have we made a point? Have we made a point what love isn't? It's not a feeling. It's not a feeling. So, just to emphasize it, a doctor's child has a serious accident. Do you think the doctor, the father of that child who's a doctor, wants to operate and do some delicate operation himself? He's too emotional. He would need someone who's not emotional, someone who really loves his work but is not emotionally attached to that child, to do the best he could. He couldn't trust himself unless it's extreme emergency, and he's very mature because he'd botch it up. You understand that? So you cannot love when you're emotional. What love is, you see it. You see someone laying in the street. You see an opportunity to save a relationship or say a kind word or a strong rebuke, to say no when you mean no and not worry about them not loving you. See? It's a certain strength. Look, I was thinking about this last night. I don't like my wife. I've told you that before. But I love her. And so, you might say, well, how is that possible? You don't like your wife, but you love her. Well, I don't like my kids when they're naughty. There's nothing to like about them. I like ice cream when it tastes good. I like some things and I don't like other things. I don't hate something when I don't like it. You see, we often confuse these things. The only thing we have is love and hate. And love is hunger, not an inordinate hunger. It can never be satisfied. And hate is what leads to that hunger, because hating others separates you from God, God's love, and transfers you to other than His love. All the lusts and sensations and pleasures of the world, nothing satisfies. Everything encourages you to be a slave for it. It lies to you. It's the lie of love, and it begins with the wrong relationship with your mother and then transferred to your wife. Gentlemen, that's how it starts, because the final word on what love is that men should love their wives as Christ loves the church. See, so he didn't ravage the church like some ministers. He didn't lie to the church. He built his church on truth and getting people to see their sins and bow their head in shame quietly, to know what love isn't. Because for the one time in their lives, they saw what love was. And they saw themselves in contrast with it. Their love of the world, their deformed self, in contrast to pure love shining through His Spirit. And they were ashamed. The will to power, the lust for power, the lust for glory, the hunger to seek a sense of worthless worth. See, is ego. We all seek the worthless worth.